most of our internationals are home internationals. I think we've got 7-8 players at the football club who play for, you know, the Republic, Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales. So, you know, it's been difficult for them because they've been so close for a long time to get over the line. Scotland have just failed. Wales, thank God, being a Welshman, and Northern Ireland have qualified, and the Republic have still got a chance. So our players have been involved emotionally, not just physically, in those games. And it's I think it's been such a stop-start season, and such a stop-start season in respect that they've had that in the back of their minds without a question of a doubt.
A lot of them had a really positive time, though. I mean, the landmark for Wales, for Northern Ireland. Fantastic. Do you tap into that positivity this week?
Well, I hope so. I hope they tap into it for Saturday. And, you know, the relief, hopefully, is there. And they can, you know, now not worry about anything else. They've qualified. They don't have to worry about the two games coming up, or the, which I'm sure was in the back of their mind, irrespective of what you do or what you don't do.
The international break often sees changes at this time of year. The second international break, I don't know why that should be the case. In terms of preparing a game plan for Sunderland, you have to throw it up in the air a little bit with a new man in charge for them.
Yeah, we've done all our work, and then obviously Sam takes over, and you know, so all that's gone in the bin. We don't know how we'll, we think we know how he'll set up, but we're not sure which players he'll put in those positions, and we'll have to wait and see. I think we'll be, you know, in the dark as much as everybody else.